Our chalice lighting words this morning are from Peter Semenzhensky, who is a member of the Religious Society of the Czech Unitarians. May this flame go up and remind us that our faith is good.
Every one of us can bring love to the world.
May this chalice burn with a clear flame as a symbol of our path.
Every one of us can have joy, peace, and harmony in our hearts.
May through this flame the wisdom of ages speak to us and stay in us.
Every one of us can be a blessing to the world.
Will go away so you can focus on me. It's been so very nice this week to watch people as they greeted old friends on Sundays with smiles and arms open, to watch new friendships begin with small, tentative steps, but not the same small, tentative steps that happens in our everyday world, but in the special way that camp friendships happen. You meet, and by the third day, you've come to look forward to seeing them in the dining hall or hanging around the quad. Camp time is a special time all its own. It's unlike regular space and time, to be sure, and there's a little magic in it. I'm taking three memories with me from my week here. One of them is kind of a school reunion with two people I went to seminary with. It was great to reconnect and to connect more deeply with those two folks. A second memory I'll be taking with me is music. I got to sing a pretty challenging piece of music with some very talented musicians, and that really fed my soul. But perhaps the most important thing I'm taking with me has to do with our young adults and our younger children. Now, before I'm going to say what I'm going to say, you need to know that I'm not the kind of guy who thinks that every drawing from a cute kid makes her the next Frida Kahlo. I'm not that guy. Some children are going to grow up just like most of us, ordinary. But what I saw in our youth and young adults this week was extraordinary. I saw them mentoring the little kids, playing in the quad, sharing meals together, helping them plan worship, goofing around and nurturing. And so I want to thank the youth and the young adults for reminding me how good humanity can be.
You know, the first time I went to a UU church, I had an experience that was pretty typical. You know the experience I'm talking about, the blue mug experience. You know, where they give you that blue coffee cup and it's a signal to everybody else to ignore you? For months I went to this church and nobody talked to me except other people with blue mugs. Now, I came to Unitarian Universalism because I knew deep in my bones that it would save my life. I needed to be there. But after 6 months, I was ready to go. The crisis point in my life had passed, and I wasn't feeling particularly welcome in that congregation, or useful for that matter. Then one Sunday, the youth in the Coming of Age program were leading worship, and everything changed for me. It was like the clouds parted and the angels sang. A group of five teenagers performed pop hits, led prayers that they wrote, created a ritual, shared their credos, and included everybody, including me. I felt like I'd been baptized in this multi-generational river of inclusivity. And I left that day knowing that I would join the church, and I did. And now I'm a minister. I felt like any church that could produce kids like that was a church that I wanted to be part of. Well, it's 100 years and a million worship services later. I've worked with more youth groups than I can remember. Some of them have been bored, uninvolved, or even hostile. Some have had all the depth of a driveway puddle. Now, don't get me wrong. They've been overwhelmingly good youth. Just, you know, not every single one of them has been all that amazing. Then I got here, and I got a chance to spend some time with the youth who put on the Vesper service on Thursday night. They're smart and talented, funny and insightful. They know each other so well that they speak in a secret language shorthand that exists only in a loving family. They care for each other deeply, in a way most adults could learn from. And I've seen the same thing from children and young adults here. I think that's the magic of SI that everybody talks about. It's a magic worth preserving. But I want to caution youth, though. You amazing young people. As you get older and you become the leadership in our congregations, just make sure that you don't become the folks who avoid the poor schlubs with the blue coffee mugs, okay? Don't avoid them just because they don't know the secret language shorthand. Don't forget how to talk to them. Include them. Pull them into the multi-generational river of inclusion and let them be baptized in the waters of your love. Okay? Can you do that for me? Yes? Okay. So now, the choir.
Down by the riverside, down by the waiting in the water, the water. Done. Everybody's showing up. And look at how far we've come. Everybody building the path of love. And now we just got to keep walking it. Keep moving it. The group just might get along. Now somebody got an idea, and then they go talking it. Show up to make it real, and then we go building the path of love. And now we gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep poking it. Who knows where to go? Just keep on the winding path. Which road do you suppose is the path of love? Just keep on walking, riding, loving and fighting. Keep on working, praying, living and dying. The heart of the thing I'm trying to say is the beating pulse of every day. It's the song I sing, the prayer I pray. It'll lead my path all along the way. This amazing gratitude. Somebody might fall down, and then we go pick them up. Because we're holding the laws strong. Everybody building the path of love. Now we gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking it. The road just might get long, but we keep walking on. Because the hold of a hand is strong. Everybody building the path of love. Now we gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking it. Who knows where to go? Just keep on the winding path. Which road do you suppose is the path of love? Just keep on walking, riding, loving and fighting. Keep on working, praying, living and dying. The heart of the thing I'm trying to say is the beating pulse of every day. It's the song I sing, the prayer I pray. It'll lead my path all along the way. It's amazing. It's amazing gratitude. Showing up. Look at how far we've come. Everybody building the path of love. Now we gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking it. Gotta keep walking.
I'm not here just for announcements, but believe it or not, I have a couple of announcements. Those folks who won things in the raffle and were not present to collect your prizes, they're over on the table. I'm sure that there's a churchy word for that, but that table. Banners will come down after closing. The folk who put them up are bringing them down. They are asking if you really need to get out of town and you really need to grab your church banner and go, please do not discard the system of rope pieces and tape that they have assembled unique to each banner so that they can have that ready to go next year. And we have an announcement from the Oberlin UU Church.
Hi, folks. I'm Stephanie, and I am from the Oberlin UU Fellowship. And we are inviting you all for lunch today. We're going to be serving lunch from 11:30 to 2:30, and we are at 355 East Lorraine. So that direction. On the right side of the street, you'll see an IGA grocery store, and we're two buildings past. That's a yellow building with gay pride flags out front. We recommend that you park in the IGA parking lot because our parking on our building is pretty limited. So I hope to see you all there.
Mostly I've been looking forward to this moment to give the final shout-outs of the week. To kind of everyone, golf cart drivers, presenters of workshops, seminars, evening programs, childcare, all the folks who had campership jobs, and especially everyone who had a work shift. Especially if you showed up for it. We are able to put this on, and if you think about what you get out of this week for the money that you pay, it's incredible, and it's because of thousands and thousands of hours of volunteer time in the form of work shifts or in the form of people with camperships who do way more than $500 worth of work. That's the only way we can do this and keep it affordable. And you all make this happen. I just kind of watched. But special shout outs to our ministers. When we have ministers come here, we're asking them to do their jobs for a week for room and board. And they give so much to make this work. And we really had an amazing ministerial staff this week. Reverends Kristen Rome and George Buchanan were our adult chaplains, our community chaplains, and I don't know what they did, which is what their job is, to do stuff that I don't know because it's all confidential, but I heard good things confidentially. Reverend Lynn Kerr, our morning worship. It's great if we get somebody to do morning worship and they give us the equivalent of five really good Sunday sermons. That's good. We're doing well there. But once in a while we get a worship package where everything feeds on itself and it pushes the bounds of what we understand worship can be. And Reverend Kerr had an idea. She had an idea that she thought, you know, might be like a reasonable amount of work for the week. It turned out to be twice as much work once she got down to the nitty-gritty of actually doing it, and she did it anyway. So the videos, the integration with the theme, it was just amazing, and it was amazing to watch. Reverends Joe Cherry and Denise Paul came here. Came here as first-timers, and if you can think of how intimidating it was to be a first-timer as a camper, to actually be leading worship, and Vespers is the trickiest worship at SI, because you can't do Sunday morning. It's evening. It's contemplative, but it also has to have life, and in my mind, they nailed it, and they didn't nail it on an adjusted metric because they're first-timers. They just nailed it. Nothing fed my soul this week like Vespers. And Reverend Joan Van Beesler, when I got the call that for the second year in a row, we needed to find a new theme speaker, we went through a number of people. And early in the process, Reverend Van Beesler said, if you can't find anyone, I will step in. And that was the reason I was able to sleep through the 3 weeks that we were looking for a substitute theme speaker. Because I know Joan, I know her as an executive, but I also know her as a presenter. She always presents a seminar here. And I said, if we weren't the district in which she's the executive, she'd be on the list of people you'd want as a theme speaker. And it was a great week of theme talks and talkbacks. And thank you, Reverend Van Beesler. So my own reflections on the week. There's very little in my resume that would make you think, yeah, that's the guy to lead the planning effort for a week-long conference camp thing of 500 people. That's just not what I do. This is by far and away the biggest thing that I ever did in terms of scale and in a lot of ways in terms of what it meant to me. And somehow sometimes that's how it is in a church community. Sometimes you're not the best guy for the job. Sometimes you're the guy who's there and the thing needs to be done. And so you do the thing. And my advice, if you ever find yourself in that position, trust your team and keep moving forward. I had a great team and we just kept doing the next thing even when frankly, sometimes didn't want to. So my last act as chair of SIPC, and I look forward next year to being able to sit someplace where I can see the screen. My last act is to hand off this position to my successor, Liz Bright. And I was thinking about this, and there's a lot of organizations that pass on something that is a symbol of the leadership of that organization. There's a gavel or a key or an orb or a thing. It's something. And we don't have such a thing that is palpably the symbol of leadership because we have so many. that leadership at SI, I learned over 3 years of being at on the committee, is more than anything about boxes of stuff. What we do is we get boxes of stuff, and we make sure that they go to the people that are getting the things. And if we need more stuff, then we get the stuff. And then we, at the end, we put the stuff in storage. And at the beginning of the next year, we get the stuff out of storage and put them in the places. It's all about stuff. So I have here the box of stuff that's been in my room this week. This is a box of stuff that Alan gave to me, though not formally here. But I hereby pass this box of stuff to Liz Bright.
I just want to let you know that it takes a whole team and all of you to make this happen. And Scott's been a lot of things on our team besides the chair. He's a wordsmith. He's a comedian. We got it all done. And we would like to give this gift to Scott and all those little sayings that you have. You might find them on this. If you see Scott every day, he always has a different ball cap on, but I noticed that he didn't have his Oberlin cap yet. I also want to mention that the shirt was especially made by Michelle Boris, and she took great pride in doing that for us, and I really want to thank her for that. We also had that. I had this really strange use of our time. Okay. There's always something magical that happens at SI for all of us. The SI Ferry, things just came to me, and I don't know how it happened, but they came to me. And one thing that did come to me was something to rub in your hand when you're missing everything.
Fairy poop.
And this is another part of the gift. So I want to thank Scott again. This has been a good year, and I know that he's already signed up for things. So how much better could that be for an incoming chair? So thank you, Scott. One of the really exciting things I get to do is announce who our three new Summer Institute Planning Committee members are. I'd like them to stand as I introduce them. Bruce Kent from Pittsburgh, PA, from South Hills. He will bring along all of his expertise of the last 13 years that he's attended SI. Welcome, Bruce. Our next new member is Dan Flippo from the Kent Church. And he will bring along with him the 3 years of experience that he has under his hat. And our last member is Chrissy Brannon. And Chrissy brings with her lots of experience, and that she's been through the program for 16 years, and she's been very active in the youth and young adult program, which will be extremely helpful as we do our work with the Summer Institute Planning Committee. I just keep getting to roll with all this good stuff. I'd like to announce that next year's theme speaker will be Matt Meyer, and... Now, some of the SI magic, keep it going because I don't want a cancellation, which seems to be what's happened the last couple years. Matt has a love of music and deep respect for its ability to stir and transform audiences, and that's at the heart of Matt's continuing devotion to understand more of the world's cultures through the vocabulary of rhythm. And you can find him on the website, which will have all that information available to you. Please mark on your dates, July 17th through the 23rd. It's going to be a week later than we normally have done Summer Institute, but GA is going to be in Columbus, Ohio this year, so we want to give a little bit of a break. So, but we want you all to still come back, and I know it'll be hard to split your time, but you can do it. So that's the good news for Summer Institute 2016, and I'd like to introduce Gina Phillips. And she will be the chair for 2017. Last but not least, I'd like to ask Jessa to come up front. So I heard Reverend Kerr say, you know, several times during the week, you know, we're all in. Jessica was all in. There wasn't anything that, as an assistant chair, there are a tremendous amount of responsibilities that your right-hand person, my right-hand person, has been Jessica. She hasn't, like, she hasn't cursed. She hasn't stomped her feet. She hasn't done any of those things. She's just been kind and quick on the spot to get things done. And I couldn't have facilitated your phone calls about air conditioning and bathrooms and everything else that goes along with facilities without Jessica's help. So I so appreciate it. And I believe she is all in it, that she, I think she might even be one of us. This is your own SI fairy poop.
Yay! Your pockets are starting to look like my pockets. I like go home and I'm like, keys.
Okay. This is your own
Thank
SI fairy
poop. Thank you so much.
But Jessica couldn't do her job without her staff that supported us quite well. So, fairy poop for all.
Do I need to say anything? I just want to say thank you from all of my staff, my students, my dining staff. You all come here and get an experience and an education. And the joke this week at the planning committee meetings has been, what will I learn today? The first day it was I became an HVAC expert, and the second day I became a plumbing expert. So I've learned just as much as you all have. So we look forward to having you every year. My students, we have lots of different groups that come in the summer, and my students have said, these guys, they're really nice. There's a lot of them. But they're really nice. So, you know, it's been really fun. I always look forward to this week. I say to my students, it's the best week and the worst week all at the same time. You guys are great. We do have it, like, everyone has had nothing but great things to say on our end. You know, facilities are facilities, and our buildings are really old, which make them lovely but also make them difficult. So I appreciate everyone's patience and kindness and smiles at 7 a.m. and at 10:30 p.m. when people are like, do you ever leave? So I'm happy to do it. These guys are great. I think they all deserve a round of applause. And, you know, I'll see you next year. So.
I think the slideshow can now begin.
Before me, open my eyes to see. May the beauty above and below me set my soul free. May the beauty inside me wake me up to feel the beauty between you and me is real. And may I be complete within my open circle. May I be willing to see some hope in a broken world. May I be like this tree, standing in the center of my circle. I am solid on the ground, and I know I'm not alone. May the beauty before me open my eyes to see. May the beauty above and below me set my soul free. May the beauty inside me wake me up to feel the beauty between you and me is real. And may I be complete within my open circle. May I be willing to see some hope in a broken world. May I be like this tree, standing in the center of my circle. I am solid on the ground, and I know I'm not alone. I'm not.
Shelter, someone's arms, and they shall we live? And how will we be remembered? Inheritors of the moment. Our legacy never ends. This life's for the living, for the loving and the giving. It's a gift for the children of the generations ahead. My heart is full and my hands are open, and the walk of love is the life I've chosen. My arms are wide in a world that's broken, with a holy tribe, this human race in motion. For whom shall we live? And how will we be remembered? Inheritors of the moment, our legacy never ends. This life's for the living, for the loving and the giving. It's a gift for the children of the generations ahead. My heart is full and my hands are open, and the work of love is the life I've chosen. My arms are wide in a world that's broken, with a holy tribe, this human race in motion.
Thank you. There is one announcement. The youth have a box over here, and please take what belongs to you, because I can't guarantee that we'll hold it over till next year. Do you want?
That box over there, if you were in Late Night Loud last night, I took your stuff, and it has like 18 pairs of shoes, so if you were missing a pair of shoes, I think you might want them back.
I just wanted to thank you through here.
Thank you.
You can never thank you enough. I mean, really, it made my week. I also want to thank Hal Dixler and Hal Walker and the other accompanists with the piano and the choir. It just was extraordinary, and we just can't thank you enough. So.
Please rise as you're willing and able. I invite the congregation to rise in body and spirit as you're willing and able. And you might give yourself just a little bit of space, because I'm gonna offer you some hand motions. Give yourself some space. So here's a song that you're probably familiar with. I'll teach it to you first, one line at a time. I go, then you go.
May your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn.
Resounding with the dawn.
To sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
And softly serenade the stars.
And softly serenade the stars.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
One more time so you can memorize it. I go, then you go.
May your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn.
Resounding with the dawn.
To
sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
And softly serenade the stars.
And softly serenade the stars.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Let's sing together.
I've already forgotten something. I'd like to have the members of the SIP committee that have worked so hard this year, some of them will be going off their term. So I'd like to recognize Carol Dobbins, who will be back again next year. Gina Phillips. And Lois Weir. I want to thank Amber Scott for all the work she did the past 3 years, and Ann Wilson, who filled in for a year spot this year, was tremendous, and coming back will be Melissa Jeter. Thank you. Okay, I'll have to learn to write this down. Chris Thomas, who will be returning next year as well. Also, there is a large card here for the UCC Church, which we'll call our second home because they've been so welcoming and provided such a special space for us. So there are markers up here if you would like to write something to them, and that will be delivered to them. Thank you.
Could we get Michelle Buhite and Mary Gregolia up here? Mary's left.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
Oh, that's right, because she's got that church repair for lunch.
Oh, right.
Well, so, come on,
Michelle, come on up.
No, we need help singing. So we're going to use you. I mean, I can be glad about you anywhere, but I'm going to use you.
So we sang the praises of youth and young adults, right? So then we figured we'd put them on the spot for the very end and make them come up here and help us lead Go Now in Peace. But we realized trying to get them through this crowd is going to be too much. So what we're going to ask you to do is to be the leaders of this, okay? Because for those who don't know, the youth and young adults have a really unique way of doing Go Now in Peace.
Which was new to us.
Totally new to us.
So we can't lead it.
Okay.
So... can you all agree to do that?
Okay. And so this is going to be a way of really thanking Michelle and Mary for being such incredible chaplains to the youth and young adults this week. Thank you.
So please rise in body or spirit and be ready to do our joint benediction. Now in peace.
Go now in peace. May the spirit of love.